Well, let's turn to Syria, back to your part of the world, Joshua. But let's look at Syria from a little different perspective. We're starting to see some news coming out about the cultural impact of the war in Syria. And we've been talking for some time about the devastation of the country, obviously life and death, you know, all of the horrible things that are going on in Syria. Hundreds of thousands of people dead, many gone and fled to other countries. But the conflict today doesn't have just an impact on the people in the future of Syria, but again, that historical connection, their ruins, their ancient past. Syria was this crossroads where the Greeks, the Romans, the Persians, all, you know, these Islamic cultures kind of all came together and crossed paths and left these amazing sites behind. And now we're starting to wonder, are these sites going to make it? Tourism is down. They're not being well protected. The Syrian military is using these sites as military outposts. I mean, this is devastating too, is it not?
It is. And the historical underpinnings of Syria have been devastated through this war. We just yesterday, Maalula, a Christian Aramaic town, one of the last three towns where Aramaic, the language of Jesus Christ, is still spoken today, was retaken by the Syrian government after falling to the hands of Islamic forces. The result is the town has been emptied out. Two of the great monasteries that had been alive there since the 6th century in ruins, big holes through their domes and so forth. But throughout Syria, we've seen the same in many of the Roman ruins, and Syria is the home of some great Roman ruins. The mosaics have all been dug up. We've seen aerial photos of these places, and grave robbers and others have dug down all over the place looking for things. And this is in many sites war. The souks of Aleppo completely destroyed. And so we've seen this all throughout the town. Many of the big sites along the Euphrates from 4,000 years ago have been completely dug up.
Well, museums are even being looted. They have 30-some-odd museums in Syria. Most of them all are closed now. But at least three of them have been looted. As you said, grave diggers, but, you know, tomb raiders basically. You know, lots of illegal digs and theft of Syria's cultural artifacts are now starting to be found on
all over. This is what happened in Iraq, but it's going on a larger scale in Syria because there is no authority here. And it's devastating. It's devastating for the whole Middle East. But Syria was one of the jewels of the crown of the Middle East, with great souks, great crusader castles, the most beautiful crusader castle, Krak de Chevalier, undisturbed, has been bombed by both sides because rebels took up and made it a stronghold. The government bombed it. It makes you want to cry. And I guess it's the price of war.
Definitely the price of war. Well, thank you so much, Joshua Landis, as always, for your historical insight.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be with you.